Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin here again with you on the program. We hope you guys are excited to be here today. I believe God is going to speak to us. God is going to share with us some powerful truths from the Word of God, and we are going to begin to see His hand begin to move in our lives and in the lives of others around us because we are listening to His word. We're listening, we're applying it, we're turning the light on in our life, and we're allowing the light to shine in the darkness, and the darkness is fleeing when we walk in the truth and the power of God's word. So I'm so glad that you joined us today. It's really pleasant for me to know that people actually take the time to listen to us on the radio. I've got my special guest with me again today, Miss Patty Wilson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello again.
Isn't it humbling to know that people actually listen to us and actually God uses us? And I do believe that He uses us.
Amen.
Without a doubt, to share truth and to speak over people and to encourage people and show them how to do life right. So today, I really love your topic, and it's going to be a good one, guys. I hope you really hunker down and stay with us for this one, because this is a life-changing teaching. We're going to talk today about what, Patty?
The armor of God.
The armor of God. So everybody, if you're at home and you have your Bible out, grab that thing and turn with us to Ephesians
16.
Chapter 6, and we're going to read it on the air, and I've just, I'm just looking at the NLT, the New Living Translation. Patty, what are you?
I just looked it up in the Amplified.
You have the Amplified?
Yeah.
Let's read it in the Amplified. I think
Sounds
that would
good.
Be good. And then I'll kind of hit in on the New Living Translation. But, yeah, let's read it if you could.
Sure.
And we're just going to read chapter 6, verse 10 through. Let's go to 17.
Okay.
Yeah, seven lines of scripture.
Verse 10, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. And in the Amplified, it says, draw your strength from Him and be empowered through your union with Him. And in the power of His boundless might, put on the full armor of God. For His precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies, which is the supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God, that so that you'll be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the day of evil. And having done everything that a crisis demands, stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth, which is personal integrity and moral courage, around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and an upright heart, and having strapped in your feet the gospel of peace and preparation to face the enemy with firm-footed stability and the readiness produced by the good news. Above all, lift up the protective shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Come on.
Amen.
I love that, man. I love the Amplified. It really brings out a lot of the detail. I want to kick it off by just saying that as the book of Ephesians, as this letter was being written to the church at Ephesus, Paul said a final word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's one last thing that I really want you to know, and that is this: be strong in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be strong in yourself, Patty. You've got to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. That's what the NLT says. Put on all of God's armor. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different pieces, and that's what I want to talk to mm-hmm. everybody about today. There are different pieces of this armor, but why are we putting it on? So that we will be able to stand, listen to this, firm against all the strategies of the devil. Now, Patty, did you ever at any point in your life recognize that there were strategies that the devil was using against you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many times.
Sure.
And I mean, I've even heard the Lord say, Patty, listen, you're not fighting, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but
right.
against powers. And there's other times when, like, sickness would come on me.
Right.
And you're getting ready to do something for the Lord, especially you will relate to this.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you're getting ready to preach or share a message,
sure.
you know, before a conference or something like that, oh my gosh, the attack of the enemy
can
come on you so
sure.
hard. I remember my first time getting up at a women's conference, and I got hit with the flu, and I had no voice. I could barely speak at all. And it was last minute. I woke up that morning and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do this. And I'm going to have to cancel, leave them hanging here. And
I know.
I thought, wait a minute, I'm the one who's putting on this whole conference. So I can't do that. I've got to show up. And so I remember getting up to the pulpit and just saying, okay, God, you know, you're going to have to speak through me. You're going to have to do this. There is nothing in me. Came against the enemy, bound that. And as soon as I got up there, my voice was barely there, but within like a few minutes, it was like there was
normal.
No attack whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to push through, power through.
Sure.
Step out of faith.
I just watched an amazing video. It was actually had audio in it of a guy that had been, he had a strangulation. He was in ministry and he strained his voice or whatever. Mm. And he couldn't talk, and he was like this, you know, and he would talk and everything, and he began to share in an environment of teaching about how God is still good, God is powerful, and His healing power, and this and that, and literally his voice came back in the midst of it all, and then he just kind of broke down a little bit because God healed him while he was preaching on
mm-hmm.
healing. And telling everybody, in spite of his weaknesses, you know, he stood on the word of God and he stood strong, which is the sword
uh-huh.
of the Spirit, you know. And we can actually, you know, God, we don't have to necessarily go in order, but the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
That's right.
And God said, by Jesus' stripes
mm-hmm.
you were healed. And he was sharing that out of his mouth. And you know what? Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
As he heard himself saying it, his faith actually was activated, and actually God touched
Ooh,
and healed him.
It.
And he said he felt everything released. He had literally resigned from ministry.
Wow.
And had been that way for over a year
Mm-mm.
in his life.
See, that's
and
the enemy shooting those fiery
pushing.
Darts at us. Yeah.
yeah
trying
know.
To keep us from doing what God has called us to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, the scriptures are really cool on the armor of God. So what's the first piece that it breaks down in the Amplified? And let's hear your version of that.
Helmet of salvation.
So we have the helmet of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saved?
Yeah, right.
Are
Key.
You?
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Talking to those of you who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are, Patty. I'm saved. We believe in Jesus, but
yes.
you know what? The first thing you have to have in your arsenal is you have to have your head covered. You have to have your thoughts in order. You have to know who you are in Christ. I am His. I am saved, right? I'm actually, you know, preaching on that a lot, in your identity and who you are in Christ. And it really matters that you know that you know that you know that
yeah.
Jesus is Lord of your life, and you're on God's plan and you're on His purpose.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, that's what it means to put that helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, I get up every morning and I put my armor of God on, and, you know, they speak through it and they do all that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I really think it's more of a matter of knowing and recognizing who you are in Christ, that you are saved, that Jesus paid the price for all your sins, past, present, and future. There's nothing separating you from God in your life, and you can walk into, like we discussed in the earlier program, any room and know that God has sent you to be an ambassador in that room.
Amen.
And that's what I believe salvation really is. It's a confidence of knowing that you belong to Jesus. And when we have that, it's like a guard over our mind. The enemy is always trying to convince us, isn't he? That you don't belong to God. God's mad at you. He's not doing anything for you right now because you did this or you did that. And I really think that that's a real big misconception in the church, that our behavior actually can influence our relationship with God, and our faith influences our relationship with God. But God already knew that our behavior, we should behave. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you got the license to go and sin, but Scripture talks about that. God is not dealing with humanity based on our behavior. He's looking at us and saying, do you have your helmet of salvation on? Do you believe that Jesus died for you? If you do, you've been set free from sin and the curse of sin in your life, and now you can walk free. That's what it means to have your helmet on, I believe.
Amen. And to add to that, think of the armor. It talks about the, you know, like a soldier fully dressed. So what is the armor going to protect if it's on your head?
Right?
Your head, your brain,
thoughts,
your mind,
your thoughts. Your mind, who you are.
And so we have to renew our mind.
Yeah.
Daily. And that's
with the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the sword of the Spirit. But also, you know, it's like you're protecting your head. So you've got to protect your thoughts. What are you thinking about? Where the mind goes, a man follows, right?
That's
what Joyce always says. So that's a part of that too, I think. Protect, look at that armor and then think, that's the part of body that's protecting.
Sure.
I have to protect that.
Absolutely.
I have to protect my salvation because, like you said, the enemy, he's the accuser of the brethren.
Yeah.
And so he's coming at you with those negative thoughts, like you were just talking about. I'm not this, I'm not that. So we constantly have to battle against that. You know,
every sin that we fall victim to starts in our head first. Those are
Think
the fiery darts.
Then,
you know, it says that we need to use what? The shield of faith to what? Stop the fiery arrows of the devil. What are the fiery arrows of the devil? He's shooting thoughts into your head. You know, the devil can't read our minds. You know, God knows the intentions even of our heart. God knows everything, but the devil isn't God.
That's right.
I think he gets way too much credit.
You
know, he cannot read your mind, but he can shoot thoughts into
thoughts
your
in
mind
there,
and then watch how you respond. You know, so I many times, even though I am in a battle in my mind, and my helmet is guarding me, and the shield of my faith, which is my belief in God and my strength in His Word, and my belief in His Word is blocking all the lies that the enemy's trying to tell me about myself.
Yep.
He is constantly telling people lies. What would be some different lies that you think the enemy would constantly be trying to tell people out there? For one, for me, is you're not good enough.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same
thing.
Are
you thinking the same?
Yeah.
I mean,
you look
what do you
at
have
your
to
past.
Say about that?
You know,
think about
we know
that.
Us.
Yeah.
You know, we know what we've done. We know what we're doing. And so we tend to, we're our own worst enemy sometimes.
Very much.
You know, the enemy is, but we can just sit there and meditate and think on those negative things that we've done, or how can God use me because I did this and look what I said. And I shared the testimony a few weeks or months ago when we were on here about the little boy in the garbage can,
right,
where I lost it and I went out, came out cursing at these kids, you know, where they stuffed another little boy in the garbage can. And then I went in and beat myself up. How can you be a witness to these guys? You're never going to lead them to the Lord. Look at what you did. Look what came out of your mouth. You know, 5 minutes later, I led somebody to the Lord who walked through my door. I mean, you know, we can't limit ourselves to those lies the enemy is throwing at us. That's our past. There's no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I love it. So how about this one in the NLT? It says in verse 14, stand your ground.
Stand for
okay. And stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. So we got the breastplate of righteousness, and we have the belt of truth. Let's talk about the belt of truth for a minute. What's holding us up? Like if we were a pair of pants, what's holding us up, right? You know, what is the truth of the Word of God has to be our foundation. It has to be the very center of our being. I love that the belt of truth is at our core. It's right there in our belly. It's right there at our waist. It's at the center of who we are. And you know, the truth will set you free, the Bible says. You'll know the truth. The truth will what?
Set you free.
So we gird ourselves and we put on that belt of truth, and it takes us to a whole new level in our relationship and our walk.
Knowing who we are in Christ. You know, this is what the Word of God says. This is who I am. Not what the world says, not what I would even say about myself looking at situations and circumstances, but the truth is, God says, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've been raised up in power and truth and strength by the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells on the inside of me. That's all scripture. That's the Word. You know, you learn and you gird. And just like running a race, right? That's what that girding means. You think of the, was it the Romans?
It holds everything up.
Yeah, they'd pick up those long, what was it they wore? I don't think you'd call it a gown. I don't know what the term for it is. But anyway, their
toga.
Robes. Yeah, toga. They'd pull them up and tuck it into their waistband.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way they could run. It's the same with us. We have
to gird
our waist so that we can run the race the Lord set before us.
Yeah, and then the breastplate of righteousness.
Mm.
You know, I mean,
right,
knowing who
God.
You are in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I think many of us out there don't necessarily recognize or understand how powerful that is, that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, that you have been made holy, even though you're not. You know, we celebrate communion every week here at Lighthouse Church because I want to continually remind people that you're washed in the blood of Jesus, that his body was given for you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ, and that there is no weapon that's going to be formed against you that can prosper, because, you know, the breastplate guards the heart.
Amen.
And, you know, the heart can be deceptive. The heart can be evil. The heart is really, your helmet protects your mind. And what happens is if you let something into your mind, then it drops down into your heart and it becomes part of your core belief of who you are. And so many people out there have been told things, and I really feel this from the Lord right now. So stay with us out there, those of you who are listening. You know, there are people that are out there right now that have been told they are less than who they really are, that they're no good, that they're never going to amount to anything.
That's right.
And they've believed that in their heart. And I'm here today to say that God wants to cleanse that with his righteousness.
Yes.
He wants to wipe away every tear. He wants you to know and understand that you have been made holy for a purpose, and that he has a plan for your life, and he is going to take you to a new place in himself that you could have never gotten to on your own, but you have to surrender and set yourself under the blood of Jesus for that cleansing and that righteousness to come into your life. And all that is a simple, you know, decision to give your life to Jesus Christ.
That's
and then
right.
he cleanses us and helps us to become who it is that God's wanting us to be in our life. I would never be who I am today if I hadn't given my life to
Me
Christ.
Either. Yeah.
So make that decision today. Those of you who may be listening that have never done that, or maybe you need to rededicate your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe life's just kind of beating you down. It's kind of tore you up. Fall back under the righteousness of God. Be made holy. Be made pure again. And walk that out and just allow the Lord to love you.
Yes. And I want to add to that. You know, your past is not your future. Your past does not dictate your future. Once you give your heart to the Lord and you just surrender all that to him, he has a bright new future for you. It's amazing. I've done things in the Lord that I never would have thought I could have accomplished in my life because of my past. But God has a beautiful, bright future for you. Put on the full armor of God. Become, you know, if you give your heart to the Lord or come back to the Lord, like Kevin said, you become a new creation, whole new creature is what the Word tells us. You're not the same person anymore.
Totally
different
new.
Person. Unrecognizable. You know, they may recognize you on the outside, but there's going to come a time as you walk closer to the Lord, as you put this armor on and move forward, You become that soldier for the Lord, and then people are going to look at you and they're going to say, man, he looks the same, but there's something different about this guy.
Absolutely.
Something's changed, and that's going to bring others to the Lord as well.
Absolutely. I love this idea, and I think that people are going to begin to experience true life change as they do put on the armor. You know, mm-hmm. we've talked about the helmet of salvation, right?
Yeah.
So we want to guard our minds. We want to, the Bible says, you know, to guard your heart. In order to guard your heart, you got to guard your mind first.
Yeah.
Then you got to put on, you know, the breastplate of righteousness and know that you've been cleansed, that you're not a sinner anymore. You're a saint.
Yeah.
You know, you're in God's army, and saints are in God's army, not sinners, right?
That's right.
And then we've got the belt of truth. We've got to walk in the truth of God's word. We've got to allow the truth to be, you know, our guide and, mm-hmm. and to our support.
And then
we never really talked about the shoes. You know, we need to have our shoes shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, walking in peace can only happen when you are putting on, you know, the peace of God. Jesus said, my peace I give you, not as the world gives.
Mm-hmm.
It's a peace that comes from walking with the Lord
that's
in
right.
your life, and that's the shoes. And then we have the shield of our faith.
Uh-huh. Our shield of our faith quenches all the fiery darts of the devil.
Yeah.
You know, we stand firm in our faith and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And sickness comes, boom, shield of faith goes up. Nope, by his stripes I am healed
yeah,
in
exactly.
Jesus' name. No matter what it is that comes against you, persecution, we will be persecuted for our faith. The Bible tells us that. So when it comes, does that mean we're supposed to go ahead and take it? No, we stand against that and say, no way. Boom, shield of faith goes up.
Absolutely.
Fiery darts fall to the ground. And it's like, you got to know who you are in Christ.
That's right.
Putting that shield of faith up, saying, uh-uh.
Yep.
It is written. This is what God says. That's more real than anything else that you see in the natural, anybody else sees in the natural, anything anybody's throwing at you. It's like, come on, Lord.
Yeah, and then there's lastly the Word of God, you know, the sword of the Spirit. We've got to take the Word of God, and we've got to begin to come at the enemy. We've got to begin to take control over the situations and the circumstances of our lives, begin to speak the Word over them in Jesus' name. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the final thing before we go to the break is this: therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming back. We know he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here at Turn the Light On with Patty Wilson.
Hello.
My all-star co-host over here. We've been talking about the armor of God, and we're just so glad that each and every one of you joined us on the program today. If you didn't get something out of today's program, there's a problem. So, Patty, you really brought a great topic. Thanks for doing that. And why don't you help us just close out the program today? I know you've always got something else to share.
Yeah.
So what's in your heart? What's stirring?
Well, mainly I want to leave everybody with the reason that we put on the full armor of God in the first place is so that we can stand against the devil, because battles will come. Can
you
guarantee
the devil's
you that.
Real?
That's right. He's real. And battles will come. But after the battle is over, we're going to be still standing. We'll be found standing.
That's
as
right.
Long as we've got the armor of God on. And it's then
our protection.
We're told, yeah, exactly. I'm going to close it up too with verse 18.
Okay.
It says, pray in the spirit at all times.
Ooh.
On every occasion. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So we have to stay alert, be on guard.
Sure.
And you do that.
I love the idea of praying in the spirit as well. You know, I think a lot of people are like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I need to pray in the spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit will give you prayer, you know, in utterance, and it's called tongues, everybody,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
We don't shy away from it here on the program.
That's
or at
right.
Lighthouse Church. We are a spirit-filled church. And we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
And tongues is a part of that, you know. I always say a Christian life is a lot like shoes. You know, they have tongues. And, you know, you don't want to do life without it. So we want to encourage you. If you need to know more about this stuff, just come. Come
That's
to
right.
the church. Ask. You know, set up an appointment with me. If you want to set up an appointment with Patty, she'd sit down with you and talk about it as well. We teach every Thursday. We have a, you know, Encounter Disciple Night here at the church. We're teaching on prayer right now. We're going to be teaching on faith next. We're doing all kinds of encounters.
Good stuff.
On Wednesday nights, we've got you know, Holy Land Experience going on the whole month of September. We're going to actually even have a Torah scroll out here on one of the days this month. You need to look at the information on that and get out here. It's been an incredible journey through the Old Testament. You know, we believe Jesus fulfilled all of that, and he's the completion of all those feasts and celebrations. But you know what? It's good to know and understand
sure.
what Israel's doing and celebrating this month. We wanted to kind of bring that awareness to you. So join us at the church.
Sounds
if you
good.
Need more
yeah.
info, it's 321-452-1012. Ask for Mimi.
Yeah.
Take that, Mimi. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.